Celebrate what you want to see more of is a New Year's resolution from author and businessman Tom Peters. We're celebrating what we want to hear more of with the return of Wisconsin classical music lovers to the concert hall. The Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra welcomes the young, sensational cellist Miriam K. Smith to their first Masterworks concert this Friday evening as soloist in the Saint-Saëns' First Cello Concerto. You'll find her bio and the complete concert program at wisconsinchamberorchestra.org. Saint-Saëns wrote 2 cello concertos, 3 violin concertos, and 5 piano concertos, the last of which was performed by this orchestra and soloist Brian Wallach in 2013. The F major concerto is known as the Egyptian, as it was written on a winter vacation in Luxor in 1896, allowing him to incorporate musical hints from Java, Spain, and the Middle East.
Thank you.
pianist Brian Wallach and the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra, with Andrew Sewell conducting the Saint-Saëns Piano Concerto No. 5 in F major, bringing the sounds of Egypt to Madison's Capitol Theater on October 11, 2013. Recording and broadcast preparation by Marv Nunn. Another chamber orchestra, this one in Eau Claire, has planned a free family and friends concert, including Lemony Snicket's orchestral Whodunit, The Composer Is Dead, for this Saturday afternoon at the Pablo Center. Details at EauClaireChamberOrchestra.com. In just a moment, 20th century works from American composers. I'm Laurie Skelton, and this is Wisconsin Classical. Before they dive into the Rachmaninoff symphonic dances on Saturday evening, the Fox Valley Symphony Orchestra is immersed in works by Copland, Chris Rogerson, and Jennifer Higdon as they continue their search for a new music director. While you're reading the latest blog posts about the candidates at foxvalleysymphony.com, immerse yourself in one of Jennifer Higdon's most popular works. She wrote Blue Cathedral partly in response to a commission from her alma mater, the Curtis Institute, but mostly to honor her brother, Andrew Blue Higdon, who died of cancer in 1998. She noted that, quote, "This piece represents the expression of the individual and the group, our inner travels and the places our souls carry us, the lessons we learn and the growth we experience," unquote. You'll hear prominent lines for the flute, her instrument, and the clarinet, Andrew's instrument, as you listen to the Madison Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
Jean Dumain conducting the Madison Symphony Orchestra in Blue Cathedral by American composer Jennifer Higdon from their October 2013 Orchestra Hall performance, recording and broadcast preparation by Marv Nunn. Our next spot on the orchestral concert calendar is next Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock, when the Festival City Symphony turns Milwaukee's Pabst Theater into the hallowed concert halls of Vienna, with works by Mozart, Schubert, Strauss, and Mahler. Plan for this and their next Pajama Jamboree at festivalcitysymphony.org. Should you wish for smaller ensembles next Sunday afternoon, the Concord Chamber Orchestra's annual Chamber Ensemble Sampler will fill the North Shore Congregational Church in Fox Point with a variety of instrumental combinations, from Baroque cellos to Russian wind quintets to suites from Claude Debussy and Claude Bolling. Flutes will be featured, as they are with the founders of the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society. Please ignore one brief appearance of an outdoor siren as flutist Stephanie Jutt and pianist Jeffrey Sykes share the 1992 Souvenirs by Paul Schoenfield. Paul Schoenfield's Souvenirs with the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society at the Stoughton Opera House on June 20th, 2008. Recording by Audio for the Arts. To find out more about the Concord Chamber Orchestra's season exploring the many forms of artistic balance, including chamber ensembles within the orchestra, go to concordorchestra.org. The Wisconsin Classical Celebration into 2019 continues. You can post updates on our interactive calendar, wpr.org/events. I'm Lori Skelton. You're listening to Wisconsin Public Radio.